Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to DBS Films Podcast. My name is Kellen. With me as always is my brother Brendan, and together we make movies with DBS Films. Today's episode, we're going over why you as a filmmaker need to build your brand, why the landscape nowadays basically makes it so that this is no longer something that will help. This is something that has become necessary. And before we hop in, be sure to take a look at our brand, which is DBS Films. Take a look at our Discord channel online because we make movies for our fans with our fans. And that's basically one of the major parts of the essence of DBS. And it's part of our brand. So that's why you should take a look at it if this interests you. So we're going to go ahead and hop into this. Really, I think the main reason we kind of want to go ahead and break this down is it's one of the more critical elements to filmmaking now. In this episode, we're going to explain why you need to do it. And then in the next episode this week, we're going to explain how you can do it. So really, the landscape has really begun to shift over the past, I'd say even 20 years or so in filmmaking. It's a very quick and developing industry in the sense of what's working, what's not working. And it used to be you'd have the luxury of only needing to make one movie, and then that movie itself can potentially propel you for, you know, a few couple of years. You can build off of that single movie. And if you look at someone like, you know, James Cameron or Steven Spielberg or whatnot, they were able to develop one movie after another and build upon these, where it only mainly took them, you know, one major hit to kind of get going. Nowadays, because it's a lot easier to make a movie, and you have a lot more competition, in order to continue to make movies, you almost need to go ahead and have the brand, and the brand itself, the popularity, will ensure that your movies will then be successful to make you to have the ability to continue to do so. So would you overall agree with that kind of theory of how now the hard part isn't necessarily making the movie, it's trying to figure out how you can continue to make movies?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with that. I think if you look at the top stars and the top directors in Hollywood, the ones that are getting a lot of money, that have a lot of weight behind them, have done a very good job of building their brand and identifying the audience that likes their movies and, you know, cultivating and growing that audience. Chris Pratt's a great example. You know, he's always in all these movies, but he's done a good job building his brand. You know, he took a leap from Parks and Rec, where he was kind of like the fat, quirky kind of guy, to becoming Star-Lord, and he just continued to grow. But he has the ability to go to a negotiating table and say, hey, you know, I have this loyal following of people who like my stuff. I could command a higher payday than, you know, an unknown actor. And while, you know, I'm saying this kind of stuff, it's kind of disheartening because if, you know, where we are right now, we're brand new. A lot of actors are brand new and they just don't like to hear the truth, which is the first thing that any kind of casting person is going to look at. What the distribution companies are going to look at, what the producers are going to look at, and what brings money to the table is pretty much your star power. How much revenue are they going to be able to drive from you being in this movie? Which is why star names are so popular. It's one of the easiest ways to get really good distribution. If you can pay for a well-known star to be in your movie, it's just more lucrative all around. So you need to start with this mindset of just building your brand so that you can start to work with these companies. You can cultivate your audience. You can get to the point where you're the one sitting across the table saying, hey, look, I have a track record of producing a lot of high quality stuff. We have a built-in following. I think we command either better placement or, you know, a better distribution deal than, you know, an unknown director or an unknown production company.
So that's really good that you phrased it in the sense of, you know, honestly, not even just for filmmaking, but just as a creative in general, having a brand is incredibly powerful. You know, one thing that I point to is you'll look at, there's a lot of YouTube channels, a lot of different influencers that are able to leverage the brand that they have to essentially greenlight projects and movies and roles, whether it's via Kickstarter with their own base, or whether it's working deals with other people, because having a brand can guarantee you that you can at least get some type of visibility. And I think I want to kind of highlight and like hit this home for a lot of people, because I think if you understand this setting of the environment, and we'll just naturally understand, you know, what you need to do as a filmmaker and creative. Right now, there's never been more content, and there's always going to be even more content. So the hardest thing ever is actually just getting people to watch your stuff and just not to have it go to the wayside left and right. One of the ways that, you know, you can ensure that is having a brand of people that are seeking out that content that you've been building. So that's why it's so critical, even as an actor, if someone has a following, well, that following is then going to be pointed towards whatever project you're doing. So I think it's critical that people look at it from that light of, it's not necessarily even how good the product is that's going to really get you to the green light, because they just don't know. You know, you just don't know when it comes to a script, when it comes to a movie or anything there. What people do know is if this person has a million followers, they guarantee an audience, which is going to be so much more important. So would you say that's just the most critical thing? If you want to go even more of a traditional route, well, actually, I'd say both ways. One, it's going to be a traditional route for even the studio system, because they're going to be looking to maximize their return. But then two, if you even want to look at surviving on an entrepreneurial level, you have to be able to generate each time. You can't be at the mercies of the algorithm or hope your movie gets pushed by external forces.
Yeah, I mean, if you just even look at like 20 years ago, as long as you made a movie, you had visibility. Just because a movie was so difficult to make and it cost so much money. If you made a movie, it could be the worst movie of all time. Back in the 90s, you have a guaranteed DVD sale deal in place. So you'd be in Blockbuster, you'd be in Walmart, you'd be in Best Buy. You can probably get your movie in the movie theaters, because movie theaters needed content back then. So you can get a theatrical release, and then it would go on like Amazon, the other platforms. And, you know, your movie could be absolutely horrible, but you have a really good shot of people watching it. And you may or may not make your money back depending on the budget you had in place, but you're given an audience, like a free audience. Just by having the fact that you have a movie, people would go and watch it. And I think the problem we have right now is that it's completely changed. It's gone completely in the entire opposite direction. It's so easy to make a movie now that you're not guaranteed any eyeballs. The new releases that come out one week get immediately buried by 30 to 100 new releases the next week. So you really have to change your business model. The problem is there's a lot of producers and directors out there that are making movies, and this is what they feel like they have an obligation, or they have the right to have people watch their movies. And that is completely false. They think they just get it up there. They don't need to pay attention to cover art. They don't need to pay attention to titles. They don't need to pay attention to blurbs. They made a movie, and it is, you know, people should watch this movie. You know, there's going to be a ton of people who are going to watch the movie. They deserve that. If you make a movie, it's deserved to be watched. And if you have that mindset, you're going to be in a world of pain. You're going to have a really bad time doing this. You're going to have a horrible time in distribution. It's completely changed. And the only studios, and you're starting to see it now, not only are directors and studios cultivating their following, and if you look at probably the two most successful studios in the last probably 10 years, which is A24 and Blumhouse, as in like going from a very indie kind of studio without a lot of budget in there and being able to cultivate and grow an audience, they've done very, very well. And I think you have to kind of model your business after their approach, which is make very low budget movies and try to market them and create as much appeal as possible, but also cultivate and gather the people who like the style of movies that you make.
And I think, you know, that really highlights how the industry is shifting. Cause again, you know, I think those are, as you mentioned, two of the bigger highlights when it comes to the studios that are actually performing really well from that indie scale and being able to really benefit from it. They have a very loyal following, specifically A24. You know, they really have cultivated a perfect example of a brand. And I think while you're seeing that on a higher level, what you're going to end up seeing is, you know, I think another example of a brand is going to be something like a Marvel. You know, you have the Marvel sticker on it. That's basically, you understand what that type is going to be. And I think those are higher level ideas of the brand. I think A24 is a perfect example, what you just mentioned, of if you can at least have some type of following some type of base. Now, obviously, A24 is really, really massive. But I think the one thing I want to point out with having a brand, because I think a lot of filmmakers that we see almost do like the cart before the horse, or like the chicken before the egg, in the sense of what they're looking to accomplish. A lot of people create first and then build, or think they have to build and not even build. I think they say most people create first. They're not happy with the success of it, so they post one or two things on Instagram and then they're quiet until they're trying to do another project. So I think what ends up happening a lot is you end up not focusing on developing a brand. You don't focus on marketing. So I think, you know, before we hop into a few more specifics of why it's important to have the brand, one major issue, I think, just with everyone in the creative space is they don't understand, as a creative, you're marketing yourself. And I mean, you do it with other businesses and you do it when you're doing, you know, interview processes and networking. So marketing yourself exists, I would say, in all aspects of life, but it's so especially important when the, you know, thing that you're creating is part of the creative process, because that's typically what engagement views. That's kind of like what you're offering as a skill set. So is it something that you see a lot of people really underestimate, the marketing element? Because basically what ends up happening is consistent marketing creates a brand.
Yeah, I think it comes down to there's two main issues when it comes to marketing. The first one is I think people are so burnt out and out of money, because usually through distribution, if you're not smart on it, your movie's probably over budget. You probably had to add another 10 to 15% to your budget to get it through post. And now you're trying to, you know, have a huge marketing campaign, and that could be $10,000 to $20,000 that you have to spend in a couple of weeks to get your movie good placement. They're just not going to have that kind of cash. So immediately they're like, all right, well, what can I do for free? And that's like posting on Facebook, it's posting on Instagram, it's doing some podcasts. But those things, while they're nice and you should definitely have an all around like holistic view on just advertising channels in general, they're not going to push the needle. You know, Facebook wants your money. TikTok wants your money. If you're not giving them your money, you can get lucky with some posts that go viral. But for the most part, it's going to be, you know, you're not going to have a good time. So I think just not having enough cash to, you know, have a marketing budget is the first problem. The second problem is making a movie is very personal. You're really putting yourself out there. You probably worked on it for multiple years. It's a very intimate process. When you market something, that's going to be the worst feedback you're going to get. The people you market to are very, very mean, because it's almost like a cold call, right? I'm taking this movie, and yes, I'm trying to show it to people who like horror, but for the most part, it's people just don't like it and they get very upset. And so if I was very happy with this movie and this is my baby and he put it out there and you're getting a lot of engagement very, very quickly and it's negative, you can be like, all right, man, I just don't want to do this anymore. And also your movie just may not be up to your standards, right? It took me 12 movies to really get to the point where the idea that was in my head is like what we're actually making now. If I had to go out and it was like, all right, Brendan, you got to go market Gone, I'd be hesitant to do that, because it's just like, oh man, like that was our first one, had a lot of issues. Now I love Gone to death. I think it actually is a really good movie, especially if you watch indie horror movies. The fact that we got it done is absolutely fantastic. But to market that one versus like marketing The Shapeshifter, I'm much more excited to market The Shapeshifter, because I think it's a more of a quality product. But when you first start out, you just don't have the skill set to make quality products. So I think those are kind of the pitfalls that most filmmakers fall into, which is unfortunate, because this part of the process, you really only have 30 to 60 days to really get this thing moving. And if the algorithms aren't seeing any kind of movement, if they're not seeing engagement, it's going to fall off. And all of a sudden your movie could have went from making, you know, thousands of dollars a month to, you know, making 10, 15 bucks. And that's even more disheartening, especially if you spend $50,000 to $100,000 on one of these films.
It can really be brutal there. I think the other element that comes from building a brand is a two-way street. You know, it really is something where as you're developing and as you're having these opportunities, and again, in the next episode, we're gonna get a lot more tactical of what you shoot, like how to execute it, what we're doing at each of the different points. But this is, again, to give you the overall mindset why you need to invest in something like this, not only with your time, but with your capital, when it comes to just different options that you can do. And as I was mentioning with the two-way street, as we're developing our brand, our audience who is following the brand is telling us a lot about us. You know, one of the big examples that we always point back to is Ashley convincing us, you know, found footage. And really, I mean, we were pretty much done with found footage after our experience with two of them. And just kind of continuing to hear from not only her, but other people about it, it sparked our interest to go back in there, and it unlocked an entire community of people who have been very welcoming. You know, the Haunting of the Murder House, we kind of had a little bit of a synopsis that mentioned the footage was found, and they gave us a warm little hug even with that, and it was like a hybrid of a found footage movie. But I think you'll naturally actually find your audience as you're developing your brand. So would you say, you know, one of the benefits of us really leaning in, especially this year, to this kind of idea, is that we're learning so much more about the actual audience and what resonates with them, allowing us to just make even better movies for them?
Yeah, I mean, that's the first step of marketing, is you got to find out your audience. And I think it's actually very important in brand building as well. Because if you're sitting here trying to make a sci-fi, romance, horror, thriller movie that has a very wide net but no specific audience, you're going to be in trouble. Well, it's the same thing with the brand. Like, what is our brand? We make very low-budget horror movies. And, you know, we make – that's what we do. Like, that is – we make very low-budget horror movies. It's very specific. The people who like horror movies and indie stuff are going to like our stuff. Blumhouse, you know, low budget as in $5 million horror movies. But those are the people, you know, that he's cultivated. A24, what's their brand? It's just like they make kind of like these weird little hipster movies that are just not your generic Hollywood stuff. They have a little bit more quirk to them. There's a... you know, they do a wide range of stuff, but it all kind of falls under that A24 kind of look. The A24 movies all have a similar feel. They understand their audience. I mean, Everywhere, Everything at Once, or the one that just came out, you can't be more A24 than that one. You know, they saw that movie and they're like, this is us. This is our home. But also as the filmmakers, they understand that. Why would they, you know, if you're that kind of filmmaker who wants to kind of push the envelope, do something outside of a traditional route, outside of the Marvel comic book kind of style movies, then you want to work with A24, right? So it works both ways. And I think you just have to find your audience first. And then once you have them, leverage them for feedback. Like, the feedback we get from the groups is great. I give multiple members in our Discord a first look at a lot of these scripts. I get feedback from it. They're involved all the way through the process. And I think that especially getting that feedback in the beginning of the movie is absolutely crucial, because that's the easiest. It costs me no money to change a script. If I, you know, shoot a movie to change it, it starts to get very expensive, and it gets more expensive as you get closer to the finish line. So you always want to, you know, get feedback early on. And it's just very interesting when we do these surveys, especially like the one we just did with Shapeshifter, got all the feedback from, I think we had maybe 60, 70 submissions. That stuff is super valuable. Now, a lot of it I can't fix because I did the movie, but I'll be aware of it next time. You know, we understand which pop scares worked, which ones didn't, which characters resonated with the audience, which ones didn't, where the movie slows down, where it speeds up, where we need more character development. All that stuff is extremely valuable feedback that's worth a lot of money, because number one, we're not going to make the same mistakes again. And then number two, we can push our movie, our creative vision, in a way that, you know, rewards our audience. We're still trying to make movies that are specifically tailored for the fans that really love our stuff.
And I mean, that really is such a powerful thing for, you know, consistently scaling. And this is, again, if you want to have a long-term mindset and you really want to do this, it's going to be necessary for you to cultivate a brand. So one thing that is just no longer, like we were saying in the beginning, optional. I think another element that I want to talk about is nowadays, as you have more platforms, as live streaming is becoming super critical. I mean, look at the development of entertainment. You really have gone from, like, you have to travel to some place, either a movie theater or get a DVD to sit down and watch the content, to YouTube, okay, well, now you have a lot of content at your fingertips and you have creators, to now Twitch stuff like live streams and now even TikTok live streams, where you have direct access to the person. And if you have direct access to the person, that, well, that's basically their brand. You know, that's them putting their life out there right in front of you and developing it. So with all of the technology, you know, I'm curious to get your thoughts on just how I think we've opened a Pandora's box. You know, I think one thing that, you know, we were mentioning that we do really well is how much we work with our community, how we're so active, how we do events, and kind of Hollywood is lagging behind on this. But just the level of interaction, I think you're only going to see is going to continue more. And it's basically like diffusing the brand from this logo on a product to, you know, the people very well behind the product and you know what the brand is.
Yeah, I mean, it should be the goal of any company to try and find like 1,000 super fans. And I definitely think that's, you know, we're still far away from getting to that level. But yeah, if we can have a DBS army of 1,000 strong, I mean, it opens up so many opportunities, and we'll always continue to cultivate it. And it's not something you can necessarily like spend more money or increase the faucet, because the fans and that level of engagement and that level of intimacy is so rare and unique. It's almost like you have to just, or it's almost like these people find you. And I think that that's kind of like where we're at right now. But in order for them to find you, guess what you have to do? You have to market yourself. You have to put yourself out there. So, you know, I think that's a good goal. The growth that we're seeing in the community is absolutely excellent. But we're still, you know, just looking for as many fans that will go out there. And, you know, these are day one purchases. They'll support the Kickstarter, the merch drops. They'll come to our events. These are the backbone of, you know, the DBS brand. And I think that's the mindset that I have. That's the mindset that Kel has. And if you're a filmmaker and you want to be successful in this and you want to do it in the easiest way possible, yes, finding these people is very, very, very difficult. But if you have this mindset, you're ahead of probably 90%, 95% of other filmmakers. You're probably ahead of 90, 95% of other Hollywood, studios. Yes, it's really nice when someone buys your product and you get the $3. But what's better is having a lifelong fan that's going to buy all your stuff. So I think it's just making sure you have this mindset to grow the community, to grow your brand, and just always, every decision that you make, every decision that I make is just, is this in the best interest for our fans? And that is where we push the company. That is where we push our products. That's where we do everything, because we, you know, that is what we believe in.
And I think the last thing I kind of want to sum up with, because the real benefit in why you want to grow the brand is, I think it's a slow process, but it becomes like a snowball. And I feel like the part where we're at now is every movie that we release is now going to have a stronger audience behind it, you know, a stronger brand of us understanding what it is. So we basically learn from our audience. We take those, we improve the movie, and now we've grown the audience because we show them improving the movie. We utilize the fact that we're making the movie to grow the audience. And now the next movie release has an even bigger audience. So you just want to talk about the compounding effect that ends up happening with the brand, because unlike a movie, you know, one of our movies might be good, one of our movies might be bad, but I will always say whichever movie is the latest that has the most audience that we have, that has a more solidified brand, is always going to have the best chance for success.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you're thinking about this, not only are we capturing and cultivating our audience, but we're bringing on new fans with every movie release, which is why you have to make a lot of movies. It's very difficult to build an audience if you're only releasing one movie every 3 years. The fact that we move very, very quickly, is, you know, one of our competitive advantages. That, you know, we're done with Shapeshifter, and now literally I'm handing into Quality Control tomorrow, and then the next day I'm literally starting on Into the Forest. And so by the time that, you know, Shapeshifter releases, you know, the fans will enjoy and, you know, hopefully really like that project. And, you know, we'll get new people who are first time, you know, DBS fans. And they're like, well, that movie is pretty good. I liked that. That had a lot of character. What's their next movie coming out? And maybe they'll go back and look at our back catalog. But But the people who like our stuff are going to be in for a surprise, because we'll probably have in the first quarter of next year the Into the Forest 2.0 out. And then we're going to make another movie. And we're going to make another movie. And we're going to make another movie. So you have to kind of get that cadence. And this, you know, like what Kel was mentioning before, it could be, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg. And I would say if your egg is making a lot of movies, that's the first step you need to do. But you have to start making your decisions, and every decision that you make moving forward, especially since you start your company, should have the mindset of, how do I build my brand? How do I cultivate my audience and reward them? And, you know, how can I make as many movies as possible? If you can do that, I think you are ahead of most studios. And I think you just need to, that's just your business mind, that, you know, if you want to be successful, that's what you have to do.
100%. And those are all of the reasons why we recommend and insist you need to look at focusing on building your brand. If you're interested in, how do I do this? How can I actually create a brand? Well, don't worry. Our next episode is going to go ahead and cover that. As always, be sure to take a look at us online. Be sure to take a look at joining our Discord channel, because we make movies for our fans with our fans. And that's where you can see all the behind the scenes. You can see all the stuff that we're doing to make DBS Films what DBS Films is. But until then, have a good one.